Kuf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, in the middle of the page. Amar of Yehuda, it's about six lines after the Mishnah. Omer Rav Yehuda, Hani Papuli, person has peppercorns, Medik Chada Chada, to crush them one by one, the Kata the Sakina, with the handle of the knife, the back, using the back of the knife to crush them, is Shori. One at a time is Mutter. Tarti is Osir. Two at a time is already Osir. So it's not considered, it's considered a shinui because you're using the back of the knife. You don't usually use a crucible and a mortar. Use a pestle in the mortar to do it. Over here you're doing it with the back of a knife. So it's a shinui that it's not a pestle. Some Rishonim said that you also require that it can't be. Even this is not mutter in the mortar, so it's doing it on a plate or something that has a shinui. And even so, if you do it one at a time, so that's obvious, it's nikkur that you're not doing it, it's not a process of tchina that you're toichin, you're trying to do. It was kalach yad, it's for the purpose of achila, because if you were trying to do it to store up, to have things ground, you wouldn't do it so one at a time, so it's mutter. Rabbi Amar Akiva the Mashani, I feel the Tubanavi. Rabbi says, no, the Shini which we're doing is sufficient enough that he can do many at a time. That's how we possible. Okay. The Mor is presenting a series of halachas about Shabbos. One is not necessarily connected to the next. Amar Rav Yehuda, another statement from Rav Yehuda. Man de Sochi b'maya, a person who's washed himself in water. Remember, the Me'ikra Din, a person is allowed to, Din of the Gemara, the post of the Minig of the, which is after the time of the Gemara, a person is allowed to go into the river to wash himself. So a person is washing himself with water. So, Linogev Navshe Beresha, Vahadar Liselik. He has to first, before he leaves the river, the body of water that he's in, he has to wipe off the water. And then he comes out. Because we're afraid, he's going to carry the water, off of, which is the excess water which is on his body, is considered carrying, and he's carrying it, might carry it, even though the bank is only a carmelist, he'll carry it dalaramas.
Did they use some sort of soap? I assume not.
Not necessarily. I mean,
that would be a bigger problem.
That's true. I think that's obvious to the person. The point over here is that the chiddush over here is that the water on your body is calcarian.
I was just wondering how effective it is to wash the water.
You know, the person rubs off the dirt which is there. Yeah.
So, I mean, how complete of, do you have to be completely dry? I mean,
no, it means, you know, just some of the excess water. The more it says, Ihachi kikonochis nami kadochi kerche dalad amis v'aser. The Mor says kerche b'karmelis l'goz. The Mor says, you know, I have another problem. This is the Ihachi is a little bit difficult. You know, saying once you're discussing the issues over here that we're allowing, it sounds like the issue is the person. Went four amis into the river. Or into the lake, or whatever it is. So, as he comes out, so the water on his head, etc., it's going from the point in the lake till he gets out to where his towel is. He's carrying, going to go dalaramis. And whereas, well, if you're going dalaramis and you go in, you push water. And as you go in, the water you're pushing water for amis. If your problem going in for amis is that you push the water. Somewhere says, no, kecha b'karmelis l'gozo. That wasn't the direct action of the person. It's just the pressure which is created by his entering, that's called kecha, and they weren't gozer, kecha b'karmelis.
Yeah, but I mean, even the, let's say he went in a dalad amos, he submerged, and then he wants to walk out, and he's unsubmerged. he would be, then that would be a problem, right? Because he would have that, the water on his head.
Right, so he'd have to, like, wash, as it comes out, the water on his body, he would have to, like, wipe it off.
Yeah, which is difficult if he was submerged in, I mean, he doesn't have a towel, so, I mean, he would have to come out. Also,
no, he means, that's what it means. It means, that's, it means wiping off your hands, the excess water. I don't think it means rubbing down with a towel necessarily. It's a good question. I'm trying to pull this out. It's 1 second. In the Beis Yosef, somebody deals with this question. The simplest answer is that they didn't make a gzera on the person which is not shy. If it's a Ron, it's a Rashba. I think it's a Ron or something like that. The Ron asked the Tasha. So what are you going to do with that? What's a person supposed to do? He doesn't. It's when it's raining, he has no way to. The kash which he asked was that the person's walking and his clothing, so this person over here is unclothed. His clothing gets soaked from rain. See, he's carrying a tremendous amount of water in his clothing. So if you're worried about this, why aren't you worried about that? He says, this is definitely not carrying kedarkas, they're abundant. What are Chazal going to do to you? They're going to say they have to stay in the, whenever it rains, they have to stay in the house. That's not something which realistic Chazal should be chayav to do. This is much more of a. They didn't have umbrellas. They didn't have wet plastic raincoats. Anytime you went out when it rained, that was it. I mean, anytime it rains, everybody has to stay home. That'd be issue. Probably. That's true. It's the listen to Rabbanan. According to Yehuda, it's the right. So it's that alone with him. Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Abaya, the next case. Vitema Rav Yehuda. The reason why it's here again is because Rav Yehuda is at least one option of who said it. Tishal Gabi Ragloi. Mekanchel Bekarka Be'en Mekanchel Bekoisel. Person gets mud on his foot. So you want to rub it against something to get it off. Basically leaving what you're rubbing off onto that other item. So you put it on a wall. So it's like thick, and you're adding more tit to the wall. So this muddy, clay type of thing stuck on his foot. So now it's on the wall. It's going to dry there and add onto the wall. So you're adding onto the wall. So don't do that. Don't put it on the wall. Do it on the karka instead. It's the same. It's the same verb. Wiping off. Amar Rava.
I mean, is that true with our walls?
1 second. We ain't over yet. Amar Rava. My time. Because why were on the wall not? Mishum. The master kabayna. It looks. You hold. Look at you being bayna. So habinyan chaklohu. So then, rubbing it off in the on the ground is going to add dirt over there and. Minyacha claws, you're some way adding to the dirt of the ground. It either means that the gumas which are there will be smoothed out, etc. So why is the karka any better? Elam Rava says rather mekanchel because lebein mekanchel bekarka. the ma'aser lashruya gumos. We'd be concerned that a person might come to smooth out the gumas on the ground, so we don't get involved with doing the karka. But in the kaisel, that's not, you don't really intend to add it over there. It's not your kavana. It'll get washed off with the rain, whatever it is. It's not called that you're being bina. Itmar Marbre Dervino, Omar Marbre Dervino says Echadzeb Echadzeb Osir. Papa Omar Echadzeb Echadzeb Mutzer. So the Mor says the Marbre Dervino b'may mekanchile. So this guy can't do it on a karka and he can't do it on a kaisel. So what can he do it on? Mekanchile b'kari. He can do it on a piece of wood. So the piece of wood over there, so it's not considered bina, just on a piece of wood over there. It's not part of a building. You have a piece of wood, so wipe it off on the piece of wood. And this is all talking about the case where the person had it al gabi raglo. So there's no malabin involved. You're not cleaning the garment. It's not on the garment. It's on your foot. You know, if a person would have it on a garment, so you have to get involved in the malacha. Potentially, have malacha malabin, and you're cleaning off the garment by removing the tit. So then the we'll get to that further down the yom. Omer Rava. So Omer Rava Lulesiv Inish Apume de Lachaya. Person sitting in the mavi, and there's a lechi there which thereby permits the mavi for caring purposes. So he has items in his hair. You shouldn't be setting yourself up to stay there at the end, right at the edge. If something falls out, the person might forget and carry dalad. Or assume a person will get it and he'll come to bring it back inside, which is carrying from outside into the mavi, which is us. Mamarava. Loritzadit inish kuba dum osi lashuye gumes. When a person has a kuba, some type of a box, you want to put it down. So sometimes you put it down, you try and settle it in well. So you start trying to settle it in. So there's a concern that a person will come to be mashu gumas. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first. I think that usually never know what to write. The person shouldn't. A person should not do X. To try and settle around, take a box and settle it in. Vamarava. Loyla hadik inish udra bepuma de shisha. Dem osi lidei skita. So a person has a jug and he wants to stuff up the opening of the jug, a little small little container. So he wants to take udra, which is some type of pieces of cloth, and he wants to stuff them in the top of the. So he shouldn't do that, because if it tilts, liquid will get into it, and you'll end up squeezing out liquid as you're pushing this stuffing into the mouth. If it gets wet, which is very possible because there's liquid inside over there, it'll come. You'll have schita involved. Omer Rav Kahana, tit shal gabi begodoy. So now you have tit on the garment. So what are you allowed to do with that? So he says, Mikaskasoi mibefnim. Mikaskasoi mibefnim. Ve mikaskasoi mibechutz. So you're allowed to, Rashi says that it means that you're going to be rubbing it from inside, it's on the outside of the garment. You're allowed to rub inside, thereby pushing the item off of the garment from that way. But you can't actually rub from the outside where it is to remove it. There is a malacha of malaban involved, and so this doing from inside is not going to be totally effective, and that's exactly why it's mutter. Meisve, tit shalgabi menaloi. Rice says you have tit on the shoe. Migara begav sakin. You're allowed to take the back of the knife and rub it off. Meshalgabi begadoi. If the person has tit on his bag, it is migara b'tiparin. You're allowed to rub it off with your finger now. We've actually cast case. You can't do kiskus. Can't rub it. When the Rav Kahana said before, doing kisses mivifnim was not folding it, rubbing it against itself. That was just rubbing from the inside. This means. Well, we'll see what it means. My lav shall yikaskes klal. The Morris says you can't do any type of kisses at all. However, you want to rub the thing, you can't rub the thing. The Morris says it's a kasha on Rav Kahana. You can't do it on the outside, but you can do it mivifnim, which means you would not be able to take the two sides of the garment to rub against each other. That would clearly be problematic. Omer bevo, omer beloza, omer biyanai. Megarin minol chadash abolo yashin. That which you're allowed to rub off the tit which is there. So we have a problem of the malacha of mamachik. Mamachik is smoothing off the leather. So that was the mamachik of the mishkan was they would take off all of the hair etc. off of the leather. So if it's a hard, strong new item, you're not going to really rub anything off when you remove it. It's really getting older and softer. So you're pulling off some of the leather when you're using the knife. To remove it. Where it says, so the mama garden, so what can you use? You can't use the knife because that's going to rub it off, but you use the back of the knife and that's okay. So even by a chodesh, Rashi said, even by a new one, which is mutter, you still have to use a gavasaki. Rabbi Vol said, then quoted the name of Rabbi Elazar, the name of Rabbi Yanai. So this older person told Rabbi Vol, "Savadidoch, we can't be high. Let's erase or remove your brisa that your member that you just quoted, due to the fact that I have a different quote to teach you." You can't do either. So that hat that you're saying is not proper, and you can't do either. That's why you pass it. Then it says further in the Brisa, "Lo yosach is ragli shemen, who besech haminol, who besech a sandal." Person, you're allowed to put oil on your body, and their shoes were open. There's no problem. Let's pour some oil onto the foot when the foot's in the shoe. So you can't do that because obviously the oil is it's going to absorb into the shoe, and that's part of it. It's some act of being misak and the leather, which would be going to ma'abed. It's ibud. It's fixing up the leather. You're allowed to put oil on your foot. Later, if you want to then don your shoe with the oil on it, that they did not, that's not considered derech ibud b'chlal. It's like putting oil onto the leather, it's putting oil on the foot. V'socho gufa sheven, a person allowed to put oil on his body, misagol gabi ketavla, and then lie on this leather cloth, the leather sheet. Ben cheshet, that's not a problem. Even this, which you're saying that it's mutter, is that you want to make it that which we said you're allowed to put oil on the foot and then put it inside the middle. That's you're aware that some oil will get on the shoe. Your goal is that the shoe should look shinier. If you want to actually have kavanah to get that oil on, and then so even though it's some element of a you're aware of the result of what's going to happen, but the result you're thinking about is a result of making it shine. If you want to be ma'abed, you want to help the even process of the preserving the leather, that's going to be yasser. So Moshe says la'avda is pshita. Obviously, a person have kavanah for ibud, it's obvious that it's a mutter. Vesu, and furthermore, the tzachzuchai, it's also. Vesu, the tzachzuchai mi'ikum and the shori, and even tzitzuch, why should that be mutter? That's the head of the pashas is you don't put oil in your body, and then you know whatever happens. But to go with kavod and try and do some type of tikkun in the leather, how would that be mutter? El yitmar hachitim. The more says, rather, this is what the quote should be. Even this hat that you're allowed to put, you must limit the oil that you put on. So the oil you put in the oil to put oil on your body because you want to smooth your skin and soothe your skin. Even though you know that you can be ending putting it into the shoe, but putting on a significant amount of oil, which would help to be ma'abed the leather of the shoe, that's going to be usher. Even though you're putting it on your foot, whereas the amount which would just make the leather a little more shiny, that they didn't ask, as long as that wasn't your intent. Okay, let's see Rashi. Medak, Rashi says. Rashi Medak. It's about halfway down from the Rashi's, where the Gemara starts in Rashi, down to the bottom of the Yomit. So Medik is dyke. He's gonna crush it. Chada lav teichin. Who ela kalachri? It's not considered teichin. It's because you're doing it with the back of the knife. You're doing it one by one. This is kalachri. This is like doing it in a backwards, in an abnormal fashion. Rava said kimin kamashani shlober chayim shlober meducha. You're not doing it in a rechaim. You're not doing it in a meducha. You're doing it on a table or a plate, and you're doing a shinui of the back of the knife. So you're doing two shinuyim. So then even a large amount is mutter. Obviously, you know the amount you'd be using for Shabbos. Siddal Ramas Mayim Shalom. He's carrying the water which is on him. The Mor says, Kodachi Kaycha Yesa Mayim Dal Ramas. He's pushing, when he walks in, he's pushing the water in front of him, Dalaramas. So rubbing off the dirt is a problem onto the wall, it's a problem onto the ground. That was Marabre Davino. And Rav Papa said both are mutter. Echad echad mutter ain't derech. I'm a person who's intentionally doing the act of being Bainar Kaisel or being Mashagumas doesn't do it by rubbing off dirt off of his body. It's like Rishimim. Bekara be'etz hamutal ala karki. You have a piece of wood lying on the ground, you can rub it off against that. Pumid lukhaya shamavi doleka keru. There's the lucky there, but it's not obvious to the person that where the end of it is. So we're afraid something will fall off, and him, without realizing it, he'll bring it in. You have these soft pieces of cloth which you would stuff into the opening of the pach. A pach is a small, very small jug. Shisha is a pach. Mikaska soy meshafsha for you rub it. The loy mucha milsa lis chazuya kimalam. It's not obvious that what you're doing is the act of removing the dirt. So it's not called malabim. Malabim mamish loyhabi the ain noishin shamayim. It's not really a full liban, Rashi says, because you're not really washing it off totally. The person say that, you know, even if you're doing this mivifnim, if you would end up in a situation where you're totally able to remove all of the dirt which is there, which is very unlikely, but if that would be the scenario, you'd have a problem of malabim, because then you are cleaning the garment. So it is the gay, let's say a person gets a piece of cholent or something like that on his beged. If it's hard, when it hardens, you can basically pull off all of it. You have a problem with malabim to pull all of it off, because you're now removing the stain from the garment totally. Kiskus domi lemachavis. Kiskus is a form of kibus, and it's also avoloyoshin shakolfa b'avim mamachik. Rubbing off an older shoe, you have a problem of mamachik, of smoothing it when you rub, but that's only by an older one. Right? The newer one is not a problem. The man, megara the chodesh, even the chodesh doll using a knife, obviously is going to rub off some of the leather, but the back of the knife is more true. You put on shemen huvasecha minol, mimnesha minol, nehena mimenu, mimsema abdoi. So it comes out the shoe is benefiting from the oil, that's an active ibud. Misgagel, a person can then roll over onto this leather item. The katavlo is or sholuk shoysim menu mishtachos the shulchan lamita. It's or which is problem and process to the point that you can lay it out to cover a table or to cover with sholuk because it was like cooked, or for a bed. It's only mutter if you intend to help the shoe shine, and not to be ma'abed the shoe. Mor says, to do intentionally do tzitzuach, that would be. You might tell me it's not the rice, so that's not called ibud. You're not preserving the item, but it's definitely within range of people perceiving it as such. It should be also mirabonon. Whereas a shilat tzachzucha, so you call kach shemen hanishuf loor migufa, the amount of oil which will be absorbed off of the person's skin into the leather is minimal. It's not enough for kela abid loor, which would effect an act of ibud on the leather. All it will affect is it'll give it a shine. The person's intent wasn't for that. His intent was to put oil on his body. Okay. Turn about and it's a cotton middle gadol. A young person, a smaller person, should not go out. So the issue here is size, not age. A smaller person shouldn't go out with a larger shoe because we're worried about that the shoe will come off and the person will end up carrying it by mistake. He's allowed to go out with a large garment. So we're afraid the shoe might come off and he'll just carry the shoe. Even if the garment is uncomfortable, etc., he's not taking it off. That's his clothing. We're talking about something which is covering the person's. A woman can't go out with a shoe which is merupot, which is torn. Exactly what merupot is, I'm not sure. You know, what type of tear you're referring to. Because a woman might be embarrassed by it and she'll take it and carry it. What's hachlitz boy? A shoe which is merupot, which is torn, you can't use for chalitza. If it was used, chalitza k'sher. When you have to be in a chodesh, you can't wear in case of hitzor, do hitzor of a new shoe which has never been worn before because it might not be comfortable on his foot. And again, there's concern a person might carry it all around.
Some areas where you'd say, look, I wouldn't go barefoot.
I don't know. Whether, I mean, probably about you might have the Xeri issue. And worse is, the minal umr, but minal isha. This is a concern by a woman. A man would, you know, just say, okay, doesn't fit right, etc. Hold on with it. But a woman is more makbar that she look nice and look right, so we're afraid that there's more of a concern she might carry it. Turn up Bar Kapora. This only problem if it hasn't been worn before Shabbos, even just an hour. Av Yatsubami Arab Shabbos, a person wore from before Shabbos, it's mutter. Okay. Tani Chara. You learned. One brisa says, "Shemtin minol me'al gabi emus tanya iruch ein shemtin." So, when they would make the shoe, they would make it on a form on this stand, which is the shape of a shoe. You put all the piece of leather there, bang it, sew it around. And now you got a shoe. So now my shoe is on this emus. Now this emus, its function is to be used in the process of making a shoe. So the klishim allowed to leaser. So I need to get the shoe off. Am I allowed to take the shoe off of the amos? So you're allowed to take the shoe off of the amos, even though you're moving the amos in conjunction with the act of taking it off. Let's assume that it's a more of a direct movement than the case of taking a garment off of a stick. Over here, you're on tightly, etc. You're clearly moving it. That's a problem. So one brisa says it's okay. One brisa says it's no good. One brisa says lakasha, horrible yes or horrible. This is totally machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. In the time we learned, minos agabi emus, Rabbi Yehuda mitar v'chom mitame. So, Kondra B'Eliezer, that he says that till when it's still on the amulet, it's not makabel tuma, which means it's not considered a finished kli yet. The shoe is not considered a finished kli. So obviously, I can't take the shoe off because the shoe is muk. So forget about the amulet; the shoe is a problem. And the Chachamim say that it's considered tuma. So you're allowed to take the shoe off because the shoe was considered a kli. And where it says, okay, but what about the amos? The amos is klishim lata liyisr. So honicha the rabba damer the klishim lata liyisr bein l'sarach kufa bein l'sarach mekayim is mutter shaper. I need in certain sense the place where the amos is. I don't need the amos to use the amos for myself because I'm not going to. That's the sarach kufa means I'm going to use it. So mekayim is I need its place. Well, I need to put my foot where that amos is. So the amos is blocking the place that I need. So I'm allowed to take the amos out. I'm allowed to actually take the amos out. If I couldn't get it off, I'm allowed to take it out. So that would be mutter, according to Rav. Elabaya, the Masarach Kufay Mutter, the Sarach Mekarim is also Mekilamemer. So the only way you can get it out, the Morse assuming, is by pulling out the amos. So how in the world are you going to do that? Sarach Mekarim is also. So in case it was on loosely, so you don't have to pull on the amos. You just pull the shoe off, and that's considered tutum in atzad, the tzarach davar amutter regards to the amos. Netanya Rabbi Yehuda Amar im hayu rafu is mutter. So if it was loose, therefore you don't have to pull on the amos. You just pull on the shoe. It's mutter. And where's Madai? Time of the Rafi. Holo Rafi is loy. If it wasn't loose, it wouldn't be mutter. Holy Cholabai, the Mardavashalat, the Yisr, the Sarkufa, the Mutter, the Sarkufa, the Mazasr, Shapra. Understand what Rabbi Huda's position, according to Abaya, that you can't pull on the amos because the amos are klishim not the lizer, and you only eat the sar makarmer, not the sar gufay, so you can't pull on it. So only eats is to pull off the shoes. It's only shaykh if it's rough. So where's the karmer by? It's good. El the rabba damer bein the sar gufay bein the sar makarmer is mutter. My ear rough if hilul rough in nami. Even if it's not loose, it still should be mutter because you're allowed to pull on the amos itself. We're going to answer Hidr, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishun, Rabbi Eliezer, who? Netanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Mishun, Rabbi Eliezer, Im Ha'i Rafa Yizmut. So that statement, which he says that it's only mutter if it's Rafa, is the other way around, that the shoe is not considered, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the shoe is not considered a kli yet, it's not Tomei. So I can't pull on the kli. My idea is I want to pull on the amos. So if it's loose, I can just pull the amos out. So I'm allowed to put my foot in it. That's not considered a problem of moving muksa. It's still to begufa. I got to get it off of the amos. I can't pull on the shoe because the shoe itself is muksa. So what's my eitz? My eitz is, if it's loose, I can pull on the amos and pull it out. Because I'm allowed to pull on the amos, because I'm not the list. The tarif mukayim is mutter. So the amos is, so I need roughly the other way around, according to this kashrut, according to the Eliezer, to allow me to get the amos out of the shoe without moving the shoe. But if it's on tightly, you wouldn't be able to do, would not be able to do that.
In the end, you're not going to be able to do anything with the shoe anyway. I mean, you can put your foot in the shoe, but then you can't move your foot with the shoe, right?
No, it's tilta begufa. It's tilta min hatzad.
Oh, it's considered tilta min hatzad.
Okay. Zok the Rashi. Well, yet say. The sixth line from the top, narrow line from the top. Like you said, I'm cut in the middle shoe, got a light. You can't wear a large shoe because it might fall off and you'll carry it. But you said, you can wear a large garment. It's not going to fall off. But it's like too big and it's getting in his way, so you just forget it, I'll just take this thing off and carry it. Not worried about that. The koi orum b'shuk is not going to stand there unclothed in the marketplace. Nubin is karua, mala, it's torn on top. The ganai hu law, it's embarrassing. When someone will make a comment and laugh at her. She's going to take it off and carry it. You shouldn't use it for chalitza because it's torn. It's kosher. Person should go up in middle. Chalish kumfarsha. Also, shalay yotza boy. You have not worn it before. Isha came in with a woman. Isha makpedes im enim mechaben lemidas ragla. Woman, if it doesn't fit properly, it's going to bother her. Bother her emotionally. She's mocking on that. Our Yatsubai Kfar, Yatsubai, if she wore it already, he cured by the Mechuvan Hula, she sees that it fits well. Oh, Zaina Makpeda, so she's not worried about it. So it sounds like it wasn't a problem with just the pain, it was more a problem with the proper fit for cosmetic purposes. Amos is a forma, is the form that you make the shoe on. The shoe is tore. I'm a lav klihu. You can't move the shoe.
It's very odd, though. No, I mean, because to carry the tumah tahara shita over to Shabbos, because we see that it is very usable for the guy. As
you want to define the definition of. You kli regardless got be tumah and Shabbos independently. We had a discussion about that before.
Yeah, charibol.
whether the tour dependent or not dependent. I'm not pulling out where that is right now. Was the guy with the dinner bittul kli? The guy be what's mavat the tara kli from tuma? The guy be playing at the Shabbos. I don't remember. That'll be over there on the pay base. We'll have a look at it. Let me think into it. Honichal Rabba the Amar. Dabar Perikah L'Kalim. Dabar Shmatzal Yisra Bein Shehud L'Tzarech L'Hishtamash V'Grupash Al-Kli Bein Shehud L'Tzarech L'Makarma. Whether you need the Kli or the place, Mutal Tati, you'll have to move it. Ma'achash Atarach Kli L'Ob, it has a din of a Kli. Shabri Ikalu, so according to that, Shabri Ikalukum in Laha, this halacha here will make sense. It's only Shemtin, the halacha of Shemtin will go Kirabana, the Kibin the Kli, he was considered a Kli. The Amos Nami Kli, who the Amos is also a Kli, the form is also a Kli. Ben Al Gav, Abu Gav the Malachi, the Amos is the Isser, the Saka Menalin, even though its function is Isser, the Talplin, you gotta move it. L'hai Amos, Mishum Tzarech Mekami, because you need the place, the Hainu Minul, She'emus Nosim Masechi, you need its place, which is the shoe, which the Amos is inside of it. I mean, you know, it's upside down, but the Amos is inside the hole which you need. L'bai Nahi Nami, the Minul, Shala Amos, Rabbonin is Klihu, so the shoe is a Kli, but Amos, Mi'am Alatal Yisruhu, but the Amos is Matal Yisruhu. He says, Hashem Imena was a Minul, and a Tzarech Lugufa Shal Amos, Echimatatali, you're moving the Amos, so our answer is brewed off with. You don't have to, if you don't have to pull in the Amos, you just pull the shoe off, so you're okay. The Morris is Madak from what Rabbi Yehuda says, that if it wasn't, if it wasn't loose, you can't. Apparently, because the Amos is also the Tzarech Mekam, it's a right to buy it. Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Dumber minishal aimus lav gemar klihu. Because once you mechusar hitzah, it's not a kli yet. I mean Shabbos nami osel tatal mishum the lav klihu. You can't take it off because it's not a kli. Vashmina the rofi lav mechusar hitzahu umutel tataloi. But according to if it's since it's loose, it's considered that it's finished because it comes off easily. So it's not considered that it's missing another step still. Dealer Rabban Avagav the Ein Rofi, even if it's not loose, is mutter. The time in the Shein Rofi also the Rabbi Yehuda La Mishum Emusu Amishum Minol Gufei. It's not the Emus is not the problem. The more saying according to Rava because it's not the Lister, which is mutter the Tzarech Mekamer. Problem is the shoe. So according to Rabban, there's no problem with the shoe. According to Eliezer, the shoe is only mutter if it's roughly. Hadron Loch Tolin.